Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Steve Starr is here sitting in for Mike Rivero today. He will be back tomorrow, and I'm glad to have you along. Just want to keep it going. Mike's had a great show, really hanging in there all this time. And so, you know, we just give him a little break when he has to have one, and today was one of those days. But we were talking, and I don't know if Lauren's still with us, but I want to get back to that for just a minute. After Fauci and Gallo stole the information, the samples that were taken from Luc Montagnier's, well, it was actually Luc Montagnier's lab. There's some noise there. I don't know. Oh, there we go. I don't know who that might have been, but we'll get back to them. Anyhow, what happened was Luc Montagnier knew that HIV was a failure. Okay, he knew it really wasn't going anywhere. So he started looking for something else. He was one of the first people to identify Mycoplasma X, Mycoplasma incognito. Now, I don't know if Lauren's still with us, but let's see. I think maybe Celia is. But anyhow, there are some things going on.
I sure am.
Okay, Lauren.
Are you hearing, noise in the background?
Yeah,
really sweaty. Okay.
That's a little noisy.
I don't know if it's coming through on your end, but... So anyway, here, I was just going to say, if you basically...
Yeah, go ahead.
The government built this weapon. So...
Yeah, it did appear to be something that was manufactured in a lab, and as I understand, though, it is reactive to, or you can suppress it with tetracycline, which they
well,
won't
and
really
here's,
give
me. So here's how this works. Mm-hmm. First off, if people could get this paper, it's 11 pages, but it is who built it, the companies, the CIA, the CDC, the NIH, they built this. What they did with COVID is take four of the human glycoproteins out of this weapon and put it on that spike protein, that sensation 1 spike protein, along with other pathogens to be triggered later that are suspended in the hydrogel, the hydrogel which can be dissolved with certain frequencies that they pulse on, you know, over the towers.
Yeah.
So this, what we just have to get, the point is they built this, they did this to you, and they're not going to stop until you kill them, meaning they get executed for murder. I don't know if you know about Thomas Renz's law case.
Oh, yeah.
His case against Fauci and Daszak and EcoHealth. It's $1 billion for the 6.5 million that are documented dead that he has. That's not including all of them, of course, but that's what's going on. But, yes, this is a real weapon. It does sit in the body. You know, I'll read you this one little piece. Well, it's two little pieces, but... So mycoplasma, once mycoplasma gets into a cell, it can lie there doing nothing, sometimes for 10, 20, or 30 years. But if a trauma occurs, like an accident, like you have a car accident and it cracks the crystal in your neck when you get whiplash, or a vaccine that doesn't take, the mycoplasma can become triggered, okay? Because it is only the DNA particle of the bacterium. It doesn't have any organelles to process its own nutrients. So it grows by uptaking preformed sterols from its host cell and literally kills the cell. The cell ruptures and what is left inside gets dumped into the bloodstream. And then all of these little babies, these little copies that were built using the organelles of your cells, they go into other cells and the infection spreads. And so what the infection looks like in the body depends on your body. But it can look like this, that whole list that I read you earlier, including AIDS, cancer. What are you seeing as a result of people taking this shot? AIDS, BAIDS, we call it vaccine-induced AIDS. Cancer up like 178,000%. Bunch of rare cancers nobody's ever seen. You know, what's biliary duct, cancer? What's going on here? So, you know, it is a real thing, and it really does kill people. But you have to have a weakened immune system. That's why they're poisoning your air, food, and water. That's why you're getting radiated with your cell phones and with the towers and the 5G. They need to weaken God's beautiful creation. So we can win this. First off, by recognizing what they did, take it to your sheriff. Take it to your local, prosecutor, your friends, your neighbors. Who do you know on the city council? These are the people that need this information. They've been hiding the information, banning the information, suppressing the information for a reason, because we're decent people at heart, and they know it. So they have to lie to you and keep information from you. Well, we're a little long in the tooth, and it's late in the game. Time to get off of our tushes. So again, right. The name of the paper, Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases, and it's by Professor Donald Scott from 2001. And
good.
It's only 10 pages. Read it. But it basically says they built it, and just like Bill Gates is doing the mosquito thing, I mean, they're telling you what they're doing, for God's sake. Right. So at what point do we get annoyed enough to say, you know, you need to go to jail for what you did. You need to be tried. You know, all legally, we're not a mob. But do we want to live with killers amongst us because they wear white coats? It's like abortion. They wear white coats, so it's okay for them to rip babies apart. I mean, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, it's a sick society is what it is. You know, that's exactly it. You know, Joyce Riley was also very interested in Mycoplasma X, and I know that a lot of the Gulf War people coming back thought that this was a problem there. That's why the U.S. Armed Forces medical research found this thing at about the same time Luc Montagnier did. I don't know about all, you know, I'll have to look at the paper really good. I'm not a scientific expert. You know, I've got a lot of people that, you know, Celia and I work with.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about it is it's got hot links, uplinks to all of the sources, and all of the sources, 80% are official government documents and 20% are peer-reviewed medical journals.
They'll
this
have
is
to
all
look
documented.
At it.
So
one,
that's
one more
the
time.
Good thing about it. And it also talks about that they, you know, are attacking us with it. I mean, they're telling you, testing versus, you know, via mosquito vector in Punta Gorda, Florida. Okay? The paper's from the New England Journal of Medicine from 1957. They've been at this a long time.
Yeah, they have. What was that link again, though? Lauren, get the link out so I can take a look at it. I'm going to write it down again. What was that link?
You know what? I'll give it to Mike, and they can put it on your page or however you guys do that.
Okay, yeah, you have to get Mike there. Okay, that's all right, though. Whatever, you know. But, it's
anyway,
a good point. Yeah, we need to look at it.
Yeah, do your thing, but
all right, but
really excellent, and it's fun to have somebody that knows about Luc Montagnier and some of these people. This is cool. This has to be our common knowledge, like we know football, like we know,
right?
You know what I mean? People that knew about this knew not to take that shot.
Yeah, absolutely. We warned him, and, you know, I think Celia, I don't know if she's still with us, but Celia knew about the Mycoplasma X2 a long time back. We were warning people that this was, in some cases, what was disguising itself as the real cause of AIDS, or it was the real cause of AIDS, but, I mean, was disguising itself, and it was something that could be addressed and wasn't at that time. You know, I'd like to look into the whole list of maladies that you mentioned there. I don't know if we got enough time.
You know what? Just get my number. They have my number. When you get done with the show, call me up. I'll give you this stuff and give you the link. And, yeah, but you are, you know, really well informed. I'm going to get off and listen.
All right.
Have a beautiful day.
Thanks so much. We do appreciate it, Lauren. Yeah, that's a good point. We do need to see. This is the thing. We're not looking at what's really going on. It's all a distraction. You know, the SARS-CoV-2 virus doesn't exist in a pure sample anywhere. If you call the Centers for Disease Control and say, listen, I want to get that virus and test it against some cells and see how it operates because I think I got a cure, they'll say, well, we don't have one. Well, where do you get it? Oh, go online. You can see the construction of it. It's like a Tinkertoy Erector set idea that this guy Kristen Drosten and Corman came up with in Germany. I mean, it's really that bad. You know, I don't know, we're getting a little short of time. I do want to play this clip because this is important. Ladies and gentlemen, the key thing, though, like she was saying, is that we have to stop these people now. We have to stop these people now because they are coming back with another plandemic. Remember, event 201. They said there would be two of them. It wasn't just the Omicron and some of these other variants that they came out for a while. It was a lot of different pieces. Maybe I'll get to James here before we go to that clip, Mr. Producer, and let's see if we can get him in, and then we'll start that. But I want to get this clip by Francis Boyle out, talking about what we do need to do, just like what Lauren was talking about. We do need to get active right now in stopping these people, and we have to stop the Senate from approving this treaty. That's what the next big step is. Even though they've laid these stones down and this pavement to where they think they're going, we can stop them still, but we have to wake up. Let's see if James is there. James, are you still there in Vancouver?
Yeah, I am. Good afternoon,
buddy.
And You know, of course, that this is all military intelligence that's doing this. The military-industrial complex is behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's what we had said. This is a medical military martial law system they're setting up. Absolutely. Right. But it's worldwide. I mean, when you think military, our military, their military, whose military? It's a world. It's a World Economic Forum military using the media. Yep. Did you see all the people that had been paid off, like the Jimmy Kimmels and the Stephen Colberts that were paid by the Centers for Disease Control? I mean, this is a shocking thing that comedians would stoop so low as to actually belittle the detriment of their fellow man with something as dangerous as this. But yeah, go ahead. Good point there.
Well, I was going to mention, this goes right back to the National Security Act of 1947, which was an innocuous little act passed by Harry Truman to try to take care of OSS agents and their operations after World War II. And Alan Dulles and his buddies took it, and they got crazy. They got unlimited budgets, and you have now, since then, and now you've got generals in the Pentagon, in all of these corporations, in either a leadership or advisory capacity.
Yep. And, that's right. Well, what do they think they hope to gain? You know, what do you think they hope to gain out of all this? I mean, it's astounding how these people are traitors, you know, in the higher brass. Yeah.
Yeah. If you've ever listened to L. Fletcher Prouty, he says, look, when you build a real big business, when you build a real big building, people are going to come to work in it. See?
Yeah.
And Prouty even talks about AIDS being developed by U.S. Army intelligence. I know two friends of mine, who died of AIDS. Mm-hmm. And the way they contracted it was put into that liver vaccine in the late 70s.
Oh, hepatitis B vaccine. A lot of people had problems with that, I know. Did they take AZT? Were they on AZT or pharmaceuticals? Because that's usually the cause of what really puts people in the grave, is AZT.
Well, I think, according to what Prouty said, is they put it in the vaccine for hepatitis and let it go, let it find its way into the population that way. And the military does this. I mean, they study these things. And I'll just give you a quick idea here. If you look at the beginning of that movie, Our Man Flint, with James Coburn back in 1965-66, you'll see exactly an underground meeting to discuss disasters of climate change and whatnot. And the people that are running the show are the military-industrial complex. And the president's sort of on an advisory capacity, you see.
Right.
So Trump couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, he didn't see it coming, that's for sure. He should have known, you know, had he listened to those of us who tried to warn him, including Scott Atlas, that he was being suckered into something. Yeah. He had no idea what,
you know. He did.
Well, maybe he did. A lot of people don't trust Trump. I have to say this. He was either completely ignorant or he was in on the game, you know. But he cannot.
You mentioned Francis Boyle, right?
Yes. Right. He's coming up in a clip we're going to play. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, I'll get off and let's listen to it.
Yeah, well, it'll probably be after the break. So you got about another minute or so before we get to the break. But we will be playing the clip from Francis Boyle. Now, just a little bit of background. If you don't know who he is, there has been some questions about Francis Boyle. Okay. And I'm aware of those. You know, people have asked, why is it that he speaks so well and says so many good things, but he seems to sabotage his own efforts, you know? I don't know that he does, but I do know that there are people who want to sabotage his efforts. But, you know, just to give you an idea, he was on the U.S. Domestic Biological Weapons Convention for Anti-Terrorism and the act that was written into law in 1989 under old man Bush. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this was to ban all of this kind of activity, if you call it gain of function, whatever you call it, you know, this construct of these different kinds of viruses and various biotechnical problems. And of course, those of us who have questions sometimes about all viral theory would say, well, you know, that may not amount to anything, but at the same time, there is very harmful bacteria bacteria, right. Things. I do believe that there is very toxic anthrax. I do believe that they can create very drug-resistant tuberculosis. We know it's out here. It's in all our schools, you know, in various places.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I'll give you a chance to comment.
You got to remember that the DNA molecule, if you believe in DNA, it is providing the genetic flow of information to run all living organisms, you mm-hmm. see? So in a sense, we are viruses that, if you believe in DNA,
right?
This is an important point.
And if you look
point.
At these drugs, if you look at these drugs, James, AZT is a DNA chain terminator. It's what they call a nucleoside analog. You know what another one is? Remdesivir. Remdesivir is another DNA chain terminating drug. It's a nucleoside analog. What it does is destroy DNA. AZT was designed to fight leukemia. That's a disease where white blood cells are out of control, carcinogenic. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it was designed for that. It was considered too toxic for even leukemia. They gave it to AIDS patients who are losing white blood cells. Does that make sense?
Right.
You know what was happening AIDS wasn't killing people like they needed it to. They said, well, if you get this virus, you're going to die in a year. Wait a minute. We'll make that 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 12 years. Magic Johnson is still alive today. And he was infected in 31 years ago. He said, it's that good cooking, you know, and that good healthy life. You know, come on. You know, he did not take AZT. We got to him. Some of our people talked to him. Just like Celia Farber was mentioning, Richard Stroman, Peter Duesberg, we called his office, his trainer. Magic knew something was wrong with that drug, and he didn't take it. And he's alive today.
Right.
But a lot of people who died of HIV, what they called AIDS, were actually victims of AZT and a lot of other things. There were a lot of factors that were causing immune deficiency outside of a virus.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it was showing up in drug addicts, you know. Drug addicts who've been shooting drugs for 10 years. What do you think?
Is related to the multiple connections of nitros together. Several nitros interconnected, and that will rip out the DNA, yes.
Right, sure will. Right, right.
All
right. Hey, I appreciate it, James. I do. Yeah,
yep.
Good calls. You know, we're having some good people. I like the audience, Joe, because I know a lot of you are on top of this, and I'm willing to discuss a lot of these things, like Mycoplasma X, like a number of different toxins that we've talked about before. As I said, Joyce Riley was quite concerned, and a lot of the people that when I was dealing with the HIV/AIDS issue, I ran into a lot of folks who had Gulf War syndrome, and they were testing negative to HIV, but they had many of the same kind of symptoms. I think a lot of those people were infected with Mycoplasma X, which may still be going around. I'll have to look at Lauren's her pages and see. And I'm not a scientist who reads this stuff very well, friends. I'm just a journalist. You know what I mean? But I can tell you, I'm shocked. I am shocked at what they're trying to do. Mr. Producer, do we have time to play that clip, or do we got a break coming up pretty quick here? Because this is really a good clip. I got to get to it pretty fast. I don't know. It's Francis Boyle, you know, Dr. Francis Boyle, who wrote the laws against bioterrorism. And so we got to, let's see, he said, we got a break in about a minute. Let's see if we can get right into that right after this break, and we'll take some more calls. And I don't know if I think we lost Celia. She's in transit. She's also suffering from laryngitis, friends. But you know, thank God for her. She's a wonderful lady, you know, and she's been there from the beginning. And like me, we're shocked because we warned people this could happen. Something like this could happen, and it's more than shocking. And what we're doing right now is warning you. What's coming? If we do not stop it, this next World Health Organization will be knocking down your door. Okay, it's going to be operated by the CDC. You're going to make it. They're going to make it look like it's our government. But what this is international. This is going out all over the world. This is coming from the World Economic Forum. People like Fauci and Gates do indeed need to be basically indicted and arrested and held for criminal crimes of mass genocide. Both murder and the attempt to murder. All of this, friends. It's been there all along. And this guy's been at it for 38 years. 38 years! He's coming back again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is no joke.
Yeah. Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm not Mike Rivero. Of course, I'm Steve Starr, sitting in for Mike today. I hope and pray that Mike will be back tomorrow. Just wanting to keep the momentum going for him, keep the network going here. Support the sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. We got to make this happen. We got to stay online, and we got to keep this going out, because we're one, but we're many when we get together and we get this kind of information. I'd rather have five good people listening who are really intelligent. We've got at least that here, than to have 5,000 who aren't paying much attention. Do you know what I mean? It's not really the quantity, it's the quality of the listeners. Okay, I think we got enough time to play this clip. This is by Francis Boyle, who was the director and the guy that actually wrote the Anti-Bioterrorism Act laws of 1989, approved by old man Bush, and went into law. And he's going to talk to you about the dual-use research, which means there's two uses. One, they create the germ. Two, they create the dangerous toxin that's supposed to get rid of it. So let's go ahead and play that, and let's have a listen to Francis Boyle here.
It's clear that this treaty, if passed, will give the World Health Organization dictatorial powers to determine health policies here in the United States in the event of another pandemic, which, of course, they know all along they're going to create. And that gets into the language of the Biden executive order, quote, and biomanufacturing-related R&D globally. So they're already planning, you know, for this to be global. And if you read the WHO treaty, first, it uses the same type of Davos speak that we see in the Biden executive order, Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, and the rest of them. And indeed, some of the concepts are exactly the same. Continuing the dual use research of concern, continuing with gain of function research that gave us COVID-19 at the Wuhan BSL-4, which is China's Fort Detrick. So why, you know, why would any rational person want to give dictatorial powers to the WHO to deal with pandemics when we know, as a matter of fact, the WHO was involved in the Wuhan BSL-4, where COVID-19 was created, along with the University of North Carolina BSL-3. So the World Health Organization knew all about the COVID-19 pandemic. And as you know, they lied about it. They covered it up. They facilitated. And you can read through then the WHO treaty and see the overlap with some of the ideas and recommendations in the Biden executive order. So it does appear that the Bidenites have helped develop this WHO treaty.
Okay, there you have it. This is in the executive order dated 1 month ago, September 12th, released recently by Joe Biden. You just heard him talking about we need more money for more vaccines. Fauci stepped in after the creation of HIV in 1984, which was not passed by peer review, friends. They created a virus in theory because they needed something to explain what was happening. The Centers for Disease Control had already been through this whole crowd looking at the people. They had people who had been shooting drugs on the street for 10 years. They had gay men in a very rambunctious lifestyle. As a matter of fact, I need to say this. Only about 10% of the gay population was affected by HIV/AIDS, but it was this crowd that was in the bathhouse, very, very rambunctious gay men, sniffing poppers, nitric oxide, taking all kinds of drugs. They were deeply into a lot of drugs and into a very, very, very fast lifestyle that was very, you know, it was dangerous. So these were the people who were 95% of the AIDS patients. Now, when they started testing people for HIV, the Army did this in 1985, they found out that half the people with HIV were women. Half the people were women. This was the test of their recruits. Now, wait a minute. AIDS was 95% male, but the virus was evenly spread. Hello? Do you see what's wrong with this? The whole thing began to come apart very quickly. In my documentary, and by the way, I found out my website is not up anymore, so I apologize if you look for it. But you can see the film HIV equals AIDS Factor Fraud if you want to watch it. It's up online in various places. It's been all over the world now. It was a film that was released in 1996. But it shows you exactly what was happening. Dr. Richard Stroman is in it, Peter Duesberg, Charles Thomas, Kerry Mullis, who I talked to many times. I never got him before a camera, but Celia had interviewed him. And he was the guy who invented the PCR. I'll tell you the reason why it doesn't work for testing for HIV and quantitative PCR. But, you know, these kinds of people who have gotten away with these crimes. Let's go back to the swine flu. Remember that, 1976? Everybody rolled up their sleeve to take a vaccine. A lot of people got sick, including President Ford. And as I understand, he was pissed when he got sick. And that turned out to be a no-show at all. There was only one death, and it was a soldier who exerted himself against doctor's orders on base. There was no deaths to swine flu. And all these people took the vaccine, 76. It goes on from there. All of it's fraud, ladies and gentlemen. They're just getting you to line up so they can stick stuff in you. And we'll be right back on Michael Rivero's What Really Happened. Steve Starr sitting in for him today. Stay with us.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Kate, Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Michael Rivero's What Really Happened show. I am Steve Starrs sitting in for Michael today. Michael should be back tomorrow, hopefully, and that's the word I'm getting anyway. And we want to keep the momentum going, keeping what he's doing here, what you're doing here, what everybody's doing here, which is being responsible and thinking about what's actually happening. And that seems to be kind of rare among a lot of people listening to the mainstream news, which I worked in the mainstream news many years ago. I was a reporter at a small ABC affiliate. I never really wanted to do that kind of work. I wanted to learn television production, so I worked at a station, and they found out I could read, and I had a background in journalism, and next thing you know, they dressed me up, you know. And I was a sports anchor for a little while. I got out of that and then went to a CBS affiliate here in Denver, a big one, then to satellite and television and cable. National networking and that kind of stuff. I used to have coffee in the morning with Harry Smith. Ever heard of Harry Smith from CBS? Well, he's at NBC now. Harry was just starting his career then, and my career was going one way. His was going another, but I don't envy him at all. I am glad. I never really wanted to be in the mainstream. I had other objectives, and I left the stations on good terms with people. There were some friendly people there. I liked them, but I still do. A lot of them, but I mean, I'm telling you, I feel sorry for these people. They're nothing but liars. I mean, their whole career is based on telling you lies. They quit being the watchdogs for the society and for you and started becoming the guard dogs and the people who censor information and color everything that people who are not smart enough to realize what they're seeing are being, they're sucking it up, taking it in. You know, I mentioned this before. Okay, let's talk about some of the recent history of the virus hunters. We could go back to the Spanish flu, by the way, but I don't want to go back that far. Let's go to, I mentioned 1976. They had this big push for the swine flu vaccine. I even got one. My mom kept, you know, I didn't really want to take one. I didn't notice anything that bad, but a lot of people did. I think there were at least 34 deaths that resulted. And I think that number was grossly underestimated or underreported because it probably was over 100. Thousands of cases of Guillain-Barré. A lot of other people with serious nerve damage. I think even President Ford got sick. You know, he took it thinking he was cool. The swine flu never happened. Never happened. There was only one person who died of it, who they said died of it, listed, and the swine flu never materialized. This was another one of those things created by the virus hunters. 2 years later, well, no, I'm sorry, it was actually 8 years later, HIV came out. Okay, I think I've told you what happened there. The CDC knew that most of these people were dying of diseases relative to drug use, about 95% of all the cases of AIDS at that time. Centers for Disease Control actually decided that this was not an infectious disease. Okay, it was not an infectious disease at all. It was a disease primarily brought on by poppers, angel dust, PCP, and a lot of IV drug use, and a lot of people even using antibiotics and developing yeast infections due to the microflora imbalance that they had induced, and a lot of other things relative to the lifestyle. It wasn't a disease, but they had to make it one. Why? Because Reagan was running for re-election in 1984. Okay, it was the election was a few months out, and there were people in the street that had already been scared by the virus hunters. Oh, it's a virus. It's an infectious disease. It's spreading sexually. Did you know that there were at least two people who estimated and did studies on this? One was with the Centers for Disease Control. He won a Lifetime Achievement Award not too long ago. His name was Dr. Walter Dowdle. He published in 1995 in the Wall Street Journal a story that showed how the whole idea of HIV being sexually transmitted was bunk, was bunk. This is a CDC expert. He was still there. He just retired, I think, recently with a Lifetime Achievement Award. He'd studied all these other sexually transmitted diseases. He said that the possibility of catching HIV, though he didn't eliminate it, he said it was like being hit by lightning. He said 1 out of 1,000 unprotected sex encounters. Then there was another lady whose name was Dr. Nancy Patey. She did a study with, I think it was 174 discordant couples, meaning one of them had HIV or tested positive for antibody, the other didn't, okay, who stayed together. Some had safe sex all the time, some most of the time, some once in a while, and some none at all. Over a period of 6 years, how many cases of HIV transmission were there between these couples? It was less than one. Zero. 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 Over 6 years. Okay. Who was the one who actually created the idea that HIV was a sexually transmitted disease and could be spread heterosexually? A guy by the name of Robert Redfield. Not Robert Redford. Robert Redfield. He's bald. Remember him? Remember who Robert Redfield is? He was the head of CDC. Running everything behind Fauci. These people are all left over. Okay, let's move ahead. 1986, after the HIV fraud, and Fauci was definitely involved with Gallo behind the scenes. You know, you don't see him in a lot of the video, but he was there, and you can read Margaret Heckler's comments on Frontline about that. She said he was the one that was really, oh, he had the compassion and the expertise and all that. I won't go there. But anyhow, the bottom line is 2 years later, after that fraud, Fauci managed to push through the Vaccine Immunity Act. So now these companies that are making vaccines were immune from the lawsuits. Oh, we'll have a vaccine court. They'll settle it for us. And then they do some once in a while, about 1 out of 100 maybe, or 2 out of 100. and it's a minimum payback. They stopped all these companies from being sued. Fauci was involved with that, 86. Okay, this is after swine flu, after HIV, now this. Then you go on and on. Of course, I can mention just 2009, H1N1, another disease that never manifested, never appeared. People all took vaccines for that. We had all kinds of problems with the effects of that jab, that toxic jab, that Franken jab, as Francis Boyle refers to it. These people should be held in high court under Nuremberg standards. These kinds of consequences, ladies and gentlemen, we can't let them take over. But it's unbelievable what they're doing now. You've got to grasp this. I mean, I would feel bad. Here's the thing. I can sound like a fanatic. All right. Okay. Remember me. Okay. Because one thing I don't want to do is have to come back and say I didn't do everything I could to warn people about what was coming. Because just like with Celia, who was on earlier, we were back there back then telling people what kind of things were happening, what was coming. And this is the result of it, friends. Your whole country is being taken down by these people. Could you have imagined this? Yeah, I think I saw a lot of it coming. A lot of you did, too, with FEMA, everything. This has been step by step by step. And this latest Biden directive is going to empower the World Health Organization to move right around every aspect of your law enforcement in your phony country. Because they don't care anymore. They're going for broke. They are in serious trouble, and they know it. They've been exposed everywhere. The vaccine has been a disaster. Dr. Sherry Kinbenny predicted exactly what we're seeing. 12 to 18 months after the vaccine, we'll see the deaths starting to roll in. The deaths are starting to roll in. Okay, listen, I got some callers. I'm going to let's go to Marco first in Alabama and let you guys voice in a little bit. Feel free. Come on. Let's hear from you. Marco, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Marco, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. First and foremost, I don't know if anybody heard this, too, but they leveled $1 billion judgment against Alex Jones. It's laughable in all reality, but it is a gut punch to all of us. It's a gut punch to all of us because now, we all have to worry about being sued for the things that we say. There is no opinion anymore, apparently, and this is all being leveled out. If you look at everything from, like, the 30,000-foot perspective, all right, if they can sue Alex for $1 billion and get away with it and all that stuff, people are going to start suing for weapons of mass destruction. The lies of the media, when they said, that the vaccines were safe and effective and things like that, and people are dying. We're going to sue ourselves where we have no pillars of structure anymore. The hospitals will be defunct. Everything's about to, bottom out. I mean, if this precedent holds and this verdict doesn't get overturned, somewhere in a Supreme Court or something like that, because Jones is going to fight this out for 2 years. He's saying he's not worried about it. We'll be in nuclear war before, InfoWars goes off the air. But in all reality, RBN has to worry now. All of you guys have a target on your back now. You guys that are bringing us information. The people, we have targets on our backs now, and it's nothing new to us. We knew that this was coming, but if we do not right the ship, if we do not get every single person, dude, that you possibly can, dude, to get out there and vote, dude, on November 8th, and these people win, our society is going to be bankrupt. I mean, the hospitals will be bankrupt. All of industry will be bankrupt because everybody's going to come out of the woodwork and just start suing each other and things like that. And if they can get a jury like they got this jury, to convict Alex Jones, they'll go after the gun companies. We won't have anything anymore. And we won't have any way to defend ourselves. We won't have any way, to treat ourselves if we're actually sick. And they're doing this on purpose, dude, because the invasion is coming, you guys. To sit here, the liberals, dude, have destroyed this country so bad that they know, dude, that, rightful, time and place, they're not even going to have a seat at the table in Congress. They're going to have to sit on the floor. That's how minuscule, dude, the Democrat Party is about to be. It's about to be by, if we have a legitimate world and everybody gets out and votes, the Democrats, dude, are going to be bi-coastal. The entire Midwest, dude, will be, red, dude, and they're not going to be able to push any of their ideologies or get anything through, so they're going to have to get violent, and they're going to sit here, and it's on, you guys. It's on. The days, dude, of sitting there thinking, dude, that this is, you know, going to happen down the road, and when is it going to happen, and, you know, all this crap, you know, with people saying, you know, in the truther community, dude, that this is all just propaganda and conspiracy. This day is over. We are in the war right now, and you're just going to see this. I mean, the cool thing is that, you know, while the left is melting down on Twitter and all the Facebook and everything, somebody asked Elon Musk, hey, can you borrow Alex a billion? Dude, that was quality.
Yep, there you go. You know, I mean, there's this is exactly it. Is you remember Matt Drudge had approached Alec Jones, I think it was about 7 years ago, and he said that he had had an invitation to go to dinner with one of the unnamed Supreme Court justices. It might have been Scalia. We could have been Thomas. I don't know. But they had said then they're coming after your free speech. And that, and you know, everybody thought, no, they can't do that. We got the internet. You know, no. And he said, no, they're going to come after your free speech. And this is where they're going. And you saw what's happened here. Obviously, that court case was a scam. And, it, you know, there's going to be, you know, some protest, of course, and they are going to go ahead and try to bump it up another round to see if they can get this show trial ruled illegal, which it really was. So there will be appeals, and that'll go on. But they're going to come after a lot of people. Like you said, Marco, they're going to come after a lot of little people, too, who are going to have to come up with funding. And we need lawyers and people to step up, just like Tom Rentz and just like Todd Callender. We need good people out there. I know a good fellow by the name of Brian Fiesta, whose son was killed by a vaccine. He's handling a lot of this as well. We've got attorneys, Mark Staver at Liberty Counsel, as we mentioned before. We are going to have to get the people together, and we're going to have to start also pressuring people who are in office. Because here's the problem, Marco. One of the things that you pointed out, these people could get very, very deadly if they lose on November 8th, because they still have a little time in office, and they're going to start to push this stuff as quick as and as hard as they can. Because I think if there's a majority in the Republican Congress, there will be impeachment. I mean, that's pretty well a done deal, I think. So they've got little time, ladies and gentlemen. The devil has great wrath, but he hath little time. One more quick comment, and then I got another caller.
Yeah. All I can say to you guys is this. Is that we have just been legitimized today. So don't, you know, I it's a gut punch, but you want to know what? I'm laughing. You want to know why? Because the more that these people come after truthers and things like that, and the more, like, people have seen corruption today. People are going to sit here and see $1 billion. This guy didn't even kill those kids or anything like that. You know, if anything, you know, the school was responsible. Adam Lanza was responsible. You know, the media was responsible. People see the corruption, everybody. People see it. We are not alone and all that. I mean, even I was looking on Yahoo, and even certain lefty people, dude, are sitting there saying, you know, this isn't even right and all that stuff. I mean, how are you going to extract $1 billion, dude, from some online, you know, cable access? I mean, the internet, dude, is the new cable access. But essentially, you know, somebody, dude, that's low grade like this. And then they were like, well, doesn't the people fund him? Yeah, the people fund him. I fund RBN. I fund any truth network, dude, that I possibly can. And things like that, dude, because we have been legitimized by what has happened here today. You guys have a great afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Marco. Appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely right. You know, another thing to keep in mind, though, friends, is that, you know, we have to stand up and resist the temptation that they're going to try to use that they did on January 6th, where they're going to try to implant provocateurs. They're going to try to frame acts that they claim are of conservatives. Let me tell you something, friends. If conservatives finally get to the point to where they're going to take action of that measure, there won't be any doubt about what's happening. These people have no idea what kind of hell is going to be released on them. You'll know what's coming when it's real conservatives taking these kinds of things. All these setups, like, you know, the whole thing in Wisconsin with the governor there, and also the Ralph Epps and these people like that at the Capitol. I heard a pretty good speech yesterday from Stuart Rhodes. Actually, we interviewed Stuart Rhodes back in the very beginning. I said, you're onto something here. We got to get a lot of our military people to say no. And I know a lot of people have stood up against the vaccine and some who've had to leave the service. But a lot of more people in the military need to say, you have an oath. You have an oath before office, and you can't turn your guns on your fellow Americans because they're not following some madness that's brought up by these psychopaths and sick idiots. Anyhow, you know, that's saying, I think, essentially what you were saying, Marco. And let's go to Sherry in Kansas real quick here. Let's see what she has to say. Sherry, you there?
Yes. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hey, this is last night on Michael Herzog's show. They were talking about the WHO and this treaty a little
right.
bit and stuff.
Right.
And there was a gentleman named Harley from Indiana.
That's right, Harley, yes. I'm surprised he didn't call in today. I talked to him on Sunday night, too. Yeah, that was a good show with Michael Herzog. I listened to it yesterday, yes. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, he sounds like he's done yeoman's work on that WHO deal from its very inception.
Right,
and,
oh, yeah.
I left my number with Mike uh-huh. at the station, and I would like either him to call in and leave his number with Mike or call him and get my number and call me, because I would really like to talk to him about his research.
Yeah, he did a lot of great work. Now, a lot of it's old, of course. It goes back to 1952 with the original inception of this World Health Organization working through the UN or a conglomeration of nations. And it's commenced since then. You know, the NDAA of 2021 and 22, the National Defense Authorization Act. I mentioned the addendum to 9/11, the Model States Emergency Healthcare Act, FEMA. I mean, it's been moving along, Jade. How remember all these things. So these have been bits and pieces all solidifying it. And where we're at now, Sherry, is they're moving in. They're going to tell us, oh, well, you've had these laws all this time. Yeah, but we haven't needed them. And there was no need. There's no need for them right now. You know, but they're going to keep trying to scare people with germs. That's what they do. They use germ scares. Now, are some of these things real? Yes, there are some real problems out there. I think they're actually spraying people with something that might have been bacterial and parasitic. That's why ivermectin worked so well. Okay, it's an antiparasitic. And that's why they didn't want you taking it, because they had to keep the illusion that COVID was caused by SARS-CoV-2. There is no pure sample of COVID SARS-CoV-2 in any laboratory. The National Health Service in the UK, the World Health Organization doesn't have one. Centers for Disease Control do not have this bug in a jar. There's no such thing as a pure sample of COVID SARS-CoV-2. There isn't one.
Are you familiar with the term pleomorphism?
A little bit. Go ahead and kind of refresh
me. Rife and then I think Gaston Nassange really did. He had a better microscope. He was about a generation after.
Yes, right. Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he showed that, you know, like a 16-phase cycle when people are sick, and when they're healthy, what he picks up in the blood is only like 3 phases. Mm. And I liken it to sort of like a compost pile. You know, you can mix all sorts of stuff in there, and depending what needs to happen for it to break down, that will show up. And it has a lot to do with the pH of your body, you know, and the stuff we tend to eat makes us too acid. And Dr. Kelly's stuff on cancer comes into this, too. And he found that pH made a big difference. And, you know, and your blood, you know, your autonomic and your parasympathetic and your sympathetic nerve system. He found that in helping people cure their cancers, you know, people with strong sympathetic versus people with strong parasympathetic, it was just about opposite of what they needed to eat as far as their metabolism and stuff.
Right, yeah. People,
it was really
definitely
interesting. But anyway, if Harley's listening, I left my number with the station, and I sure would like to talk to him.
Yeah, Harley was talking about this for a long time, and people weren't paying much attention, but they better be listening now, because as you can see, this could be going down in the next 6 weeks, friends. I mean, Biden has already said we need more money, and we're making more vaccines. For what? You know,
well,
how
Steve,
is it?
They are just trying to start a civil war, because they want us to kill each other off, and this is just another one of their attempts.
Yeah.
And, you know,
but we're winning. You know, we are winning. A lot of people who at one point thought we were out of our minds are realizing, my God, these people are correct. Oh, my gosh. They're starting to realize that. I stood on the steps outside of a hospital with a lot of healthcare workers who had left their job because they wouldn't take the vaccine. And I had a bullhorn, and I was saying, this hospital is guilty of Nuremberg crime right here. These people stood in the battlefield without a risk, with all risk, I should say, no vaccine. They didn't have the PPE and all this other stuff that they needed. And they were there, and now you're firing them. I mean, I guess what I'm coming down to is that these folks, a lot of them were really good healthcare people, didn't know a lot of what we're talking about right here, right now, to be honest with you. But they had enough sense to know that we're not going to take an experimental vaccine. And it was an experimental vaccine, friends. There was no testing on this that was ever proving it to be safe. They're still advertising it as safe. I mean, it's a lie. I want to get to one point, though, real quick here, Sharon. I've got to get another call in as fast as I can. What Marco was saying is this, that, you know, we don't realize it, but a lot more people are coming around, and we are winning right now. What Sherry Tinpenny has said about the long-term effects of the jab, these awful things, these blood clots they're pulling out, the graphene oxide, all of this is a big part of it. But I better go. I got one more call in. We've got enough time.
Anyway,
thank you, Sherry. Appreciate it. Let's even get to Scott in Arizona and finish up with Mr. Scott there from Arizona. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am. The election coming up was discussed, you know, with that.
Yeah.
They might try to get their Trump supporters to pick up arms or get violent or whatever. But what if the Trump supporters don't do anything? They're going to be three times more brutal, I think.
Yeah. They're not going to stop just because we ignore them. No. We're at that point now, especially with this new treaty coming in. We've got to stop this. Now, it'll take 33 plus one senators to move this treaty to the floor. That's the first place it's got to go. But people ought to call their senator candidates right now and ask them, are you supporting this World Health Organization treaty? What? Don't play dumb with me. Are you supporting this or not? Because I'm going to tell people you are supporting it unless you stand up right now and admit what this damn thing is. And we are being overrun by an international cartel of incredibly dangerous freaks. I want to know, Mr. Senator, where do you stand on this right now? I mean, we need to get after these people. I'm sorry, Scott.
Well, the Constitution says any treaty contrary to the Constitution shall withstanding. So this big lie that a treaty overruns Constitution, it's a big lie.
Why would you have
a Constitution if your worst enemy can make a treaty with you and overthrow your government? You know, it's insane.
It is true, but, you know, the problem is the color of law is the way they've been operating with all of this. You know what I mean? They say it's the we say so company. You know what I mean? We're supposed to obey, you know? Yes.
Right. Overthrowing.
All right, it's been good. Hey, friends, sitting in for Mike Rivera on What Really Happened. He will be back. It's been a pleasure. Steve Starr is with you. Thank you, Mr. Mike, our producer. Done a great job with all the calls and everything today. I'll hope to see you sometime soon. In the meantime, stay tuned to RBN.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.